Our devotion for day 40, Sunday, April 14th, 2019, Palm Sunday, was written by Colleen Smith Bay. Our scripture comes from 1 Timothy 6, verses 12 through 16. Fight the good fight for the true faith. Hold tightly to the eternal life to which God has called you, which you have declared so well before many witnesses. And I charge you before God, who gives life to all, and before Christ Jesus, who gave a good testimony before Pontius Pilate, that you obey this command without wavering. Then no one can find fault with you from now until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. For at just the right time, Christ will be revealed from heaven by the blessed and only Almighty God, the King of all kings and Lord of all lords. He alone can never die, and he lives in light so brilliant that no human can approach him. No human eye has ever seen him, nor ever will. All honor and power to him forever. Amen. Is there really such a thing as a good fight? I grew up hearing and seeing many fights, none of which I would consider good. I was in one or two fights myself, but never did I walk away saying that was a good fight. Not even when I was boxing. But think about what Paul is calling Timothy and other disciples to do. There is such a thing as a good fight. If you have trusted God, asked Jesus Christ to be your Savior, and you are truly seeking to follow Christ, then you can expect and should plan for a fight. Ray Stedman, an evangelical pastor, said it this way. The good fight of faith recognizes the true nature of the Christian life. It is a battleground, and you will never be given much of a breather. Many people have trouble there. They are always hoping that the battle will end, that the enemy will give up and go home, and they can begin to enjoy life without any troubles. There will be haters, non-believers, quiet believers. But in the end, our enemy prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. That comes from 1 Peter 5, verse 8. In Ephesians 6, verses 12 and 13, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. The pressure for us to fit in with others may be strong, but Jesus faced death. His very life would be taken for not compromising. We may face some ridicule and scorn from unbelievers, friends, or even family, but we can find strength realizing that Jesus is the example for us to follow in the face of opposition. As we fight the good fight of faith, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That comes from Joshua 1, verse 9. Let us pray. Father, wrap me in your armor to fight the good fight of faith for your glory and honor. Amen.